Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here. And as we do the numbers now, we're going to call each fellow's name off so we can get right along with the show. We're going to start with Bobby Hicks and Joe Stewart over here doing some old-time fiddle music. And we're going to kindly open up with that number called Roanoke again, and we hope you enjoy it.
This week's Music for the Mountain Bluegrass for you, taking you back possibly as far as 1963 for that track, of course, Brown Mountain Light. And why are we playing the Hillmen? Well, we just lost another one of the greats. Yes, we did. Don Parmley passed away at the end of July as we're doing the show here, recording it. It was just a few days ago for us here. But yeah, he'll be greatly missed. And we're going to play a couple Bluegrass Cardinals tracks to kick off the show here in just a moment. But that came from a repackage 1995 on Sugar Hill that came out. And great stuff there. The Hillmen, who were Chris Hillman, Vern Gosden, Rex Gosden, and Don Parmley. Yeah. Yeah, I found out that he was actually the guy that did all the little fills and whatnot on the Beverly Hillbillies, between the scenes and during some of the dialogue, all the funny little bits that you hear banjo on. That was Don. Yeah. You always thought it was Earl, didn't you? Not true, evidently. All right, well, we're going to play one here for Don, going back to the very first Bluegrass Cardinals record. Here's I Couldn't Believe It Was True on Music for the Mountain.
There came no sweet lips to greet me, no voice called my name. I couldn't believe it was true, oh Lord, I couldn't believe it was true. My eyes filled with tears, I must have been 10 years, I couldn't believe it was true. Note there in the message I read, the truth like a bolt from the blue, and then it come, my sweetheart had left me, my darling had gone. I couldn't believe it was true, oh Lord, I couldn't believe it was true. My eyes filled with tears, I must have been 10 years, I couldn't believe it was true.
Thank you. low and lonely sad blue, thinking only a bit of you, always trying to keep from crying. I'm low and lonely over you.
Hello, this is David Parmley, and you're listening to Music for the Mountain.
Spent all night in the yard, looking up at the stars. My baby's got me locked down again. Said I'm sorry through the door, but she ain't listening anymore. And I don't think she's gonna let me in. Now I'm standing on the wrong side of the door. I don't think that she loves me anymore. I came home around four and found my suitcase on the porch. Now I'm standing on the wrong side of the door. Find a key and unlock it. Finally found a key I thought would fit. I stuck it in the door and found that it don't work no more. And this time I think she's really called it quits. Now I'm standing on the wrong side of the door. I don't think that she loves me anymore. I came home around four and found my suitcase on the porch. I'm standing on the wrong side of the door. Came home around four and found my suitcase on the porch. I'm standing on the wrong side of the door. Yeah, I came home around four, found my suitcase on the porch. Now I'm standing on the wrong side of the door.
Brand new from David Parmley and Cardinal Tradition, self-titled release. That was Wrong Side of the Door, of course, David. Don's son, also a bandmate from the Bluegrass Cardinals days. We send our condolences out to the Parmley family, for sure. We heard from the Bluegrass Cardinals in there with the late Don Parmley and Low and Lonely from the Cardinal Soul record. And we started off that little set from the very first Bluegrass Cardinals record we heard. I couldn't believe it was true. Well, we're not done with the bad news. We also lost Melvin Goins. Yes, we did. Going to start this set off with a couple of Goins Brothers tracks. Some live stuff, actually, going back to 1974 to Ralph's Festival. This is from the Live at the McClure Festival. Yeah, here's Pike County Breakdown. Here's a bit of an introduction here for him as well.
How about a big hand for the Goins Brothers? Thank you. Timers, a good instrumental there. That's called the Pike County Breakdown. How many coal miners we got here from the state of Virginia? West Virginia. Kentucky. We do it for all of you then. Here's one called the 9-Pound Hammer.
Thank you.
Danny Paisley and the Southern Grass for you here on Music for the Mountain Bluegrass from their most recent one, Weary River. That was Gray Eagle, of course. Great stuff there. And paying tribute to the late Melvin Goins, we had a couple live tracks from the Goins brothers there from Live at McClure back in 1975. I think that's Ralph Stanley's old festival, right? And 9 Pound Hammer coming out of Pike County Breakdown. Good stuff there. All right, well, we're going to take care of the station identification and whatnot. We have a lot of great music left to go. First, I wanted to take a moment, though, to thank all you folks out there tuned in wherever you might be in the world. We've got folks tuned in to KALH in Alamogordo, New Mexico, KGIG in Modesto, California, KXCR in Florence, Oregon, WLSL in Dade City, Florida, WMNB in North Adams, Massachusetts, WYAP in Clay, West Virginia, WXHR in Hillman, Michigan, Neopa Community Radio in Canton, Ohio, Boston Free Radio, Bumps Radio, Channel One Radio, The Global Voice, Homelands Radio, North by South Radio, Southern Branch Bluegrass Radio, Shout Radio, and Sword Radio. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. All right, we'll be back right after this.